So I will have our functional design meeting. So I will play the role of the secretary as also program manager. So we will have the three presentations from the industry designer, user interface designer, and
marketing expert.
And after that, we'll have the new project requirements, the decision on the remote control functions, and we will close the meetings after. So I suppose the first to do the presentation will be the user interface designer.
Okay.
So you're a participant too?
Yeah.
No.
No, you.
One.
No, I'm
three.
So. But I'm a third.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Did you save your presentation?
Why?
In words.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Technical functions?
I'm not sure.
So you didn't save it, maybe?
Yeah. It's Mark.
Oh, it's
David Jordan.
David Jordan. So.
David Jordan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I let David Jordan do his presentation.
Okay.
No. This one doesn't want to be moved.
Should we play it for
okay,
you?
Okay, so. The first I will present the technical function design for user interface. For our remote TV control, I will focus on user interface design. So move to the next slide. As we know, remote TV control has very sophisticated functions. As we show from this picture, there's a lot of functions. Over 12 or 20 functions. Of a remote TV control. So how can we design a user interface with so many sophisticated functions? Let's move to next slide. So we want to design an elegant, easy to use user interface. A very good example is Google, as we know. Google is very successful because it's a powerful function, but it's very easy to use user interface. So move to next slide. So my job is to design a Google TV control, which I want to have sophisticated functions while it's very easy to use user interface. So that's the end of the presentation.
So you propose to have the remote control which will be
with sophisticated functions, but
so
with
powerful. Many functions.
Yes.
And very easy to use.
Yeah.
So it's maybe difficult
to merge the two systems.
I mean, the one on the right doesn't look so simple.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to learn the manual before using this remote control, I suppose.
Yeah.
But if we have very, very good user interface, it take less time for user to learn how to use it.
And maybe you have some international standards where if you can use one, the others are almost the same, so the sign.
you mean for the pictograms or things like that?
For example, I don't know, here escape, you know, you have escape in computers, so if you see escape, you know that it should be the same.
Okay, yeah.
So
the user should know.
The user there, for example, the power of button, it is something really international, you know that.
Yeah, and such as maybe
the
go on, go back, and.
Yeah, but the question is how to merge, you know, the Google system to the system.
That's my job. It's not the easiest, but
that's it.
So you will propose us something which is so powerful and easy to use.
Yeah,
okay.
Powerful and easy to use.
So that's the point.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the point.
So next, I propose the industrial interface to present things. So you're.
That's intro.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baba.
So
name.
Baba is the industrial
design.
Sign up. Okay.
We can move to the next slide. As you all know, you know, my job is to design, you know, to give an initial design of the remote control. So the basically the remote control will be, you know, infrared control. So the problem is how to relate the remote control device, like for example this one I'm holding in my hand and the TV. So this one is laser based, but I propose an infrared base. So for me, I think that it is better. it's better to control TV. So it will be cheaper and it is less technology than for the cheap price we want.
So you mean that infrared control is a cheap technology?
I think it's cheaper than lasers.
Yeah,
okay.
You know the requirements for the remote control, 12,
what?
Nearly 13.
The cost?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so
for the cost we want, it's better to have. You can move to the next slide. So the findings, you know, what you will find inside the system here inside, it is just, you know, a bulb and an infrared bulb. So here, for example, the infrared bulb will be here, and and the bulb it will be somewhere inside. So that manages. You can go to the next slide. I have some kind of pictures, you know, here. You have the bulb. It is the blue stuff here, and the infrared bulb. It is the red stuff here, and so, and you have the other sub components that are not really. Yes, so important. So
what is this?
This is in fact some other components that are in between the electrical, the electronic device. So, but here, what I wanted to emphasize is just, you know, the bulb and the infrared. So and the next slide is the last one. I think it should be wireless remote control because, you know, it's easier to manage and. Because if the battery problem can hold, you know, will you use the battery or the wire to connect it? Or maybe some kind of thing that we can have both. But, you know, I myself prefer a wireless.
Okay.
Yes, but if you have some question, I didn't answer.
What's the average price of this technology then?
The average prices, I think that this technology will cost, I don't know, around €8, so only, you know, the.
So what, the wireless remote control? There's a wired remote control.
Yes, it's problem is you have to decide how you will, you know, put some energy inside. So you can think about wireless, or, you know, it's a question that we can raise. So we can think that, you know, with a wire or without wire, we can have both also.
Okay.
So you think that a cable between the remote control and the TV
Okay.
Won't be a good idea.
Okay.
No, it maybe it would be cheaper. I don't know. Maybe making.
This is what you would like to ask the user first, and I don't think the user would be ready to have a.
Marty, remote control.
Yeah, but
I don't think
I
always want to have, you know, sometimes I want to have wire because.
Yeah,
you
but as industrial designer, do you think that it will be feasible to have linked or to have link between the remote control and the television? I'm just asking you, do you think it will be cheaper?
I don't think it will be actually.
Could you answer me?
I have to think about the question, you know. Cause it's, I think
okay.
that, you know, you can always, you know. I think with the wire it's cheaper, but you know the wireless it's more practical. So.
Yeah, but I think the wireless problem is more the David Jordan's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
what? As it's
the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's more
yeah.
your problem. Maybe you have just to kind of research or
mm-hmm.
try to ask people if they would like something wireless or not.
Well, that's my job.
But
it should be an agreement, you know, because even if you can think the wireless, it is the job of the the graphical user designer. But you know, if it is a lot cheaper, and if you want to reach, for example, the money you have, if you want to, so it can be good to have wireless. It is a question.
Okay.
Right.
So. Just think of the usability.
Design a wireless
yeah.
remote control.
Just think of the problem when you have a wireless remote control, and
yeah.
if you lose it,
yeah.
I think it would be easier to have a link between the remote control.
Well, that's
and the
actually
television.
One of the points. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. This you will see in my presentation then.
So I will let you.
Yeah.
Okay.
To your presentation. So.
Which is participant 4. So just trying to answer all the questions, if the user would be happy to have something or something else. We've made a study, so could you go to the next slide? Sorry, for the functional requirements. So that's the standard method for marketing, okay? We had 100 subjects. We observed their remote control use in a lab. And then after all the experiments, they had to fill up a questionnaire. And see what was okay or not for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then some statistics about what we observed and what they answered. Actually, 75% of the users find the most remote controls ugly. Okay. So that's.
You mean the look?
The look? How it
looks?
Yeah, the look is bad for them, so it's your job, David, maybe. Then 80% of users would spend more money. Actually, if the remote controls were not so ugly. So this is where we could have good market, I guess,
yeah.
if people are ready to pay more. So it's interesting information, I think. And then, the remote controls, like the one you've shown previously, it's not so, doesn't fit the user requirement sometimes because it's too many buttons and so on. So we should change this as well. And users are actually zapping a lot, so they are using the device intensively. That's something to take into account as well. And 10% of the buttons are actually used in a remote control. And this is one of the main points for me, but I'll come back to it later. Kay. Could you go to the next slide? So as you said, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. So this is from the experiments we've done. So if we could solve this problem, this would be interesting for the user, I think. It takes too much time to learn how to use the remote control for 35% of the people. and remote control are really bad for RSI problems for 26% of the users.
What is RSI?
RSI is like when you're using the same, doing the same movement several times, then you get injured.
Okay.
So those numbers are less important than the previous one, but still has to be taken into account. So last slide. So my personal preferences for this problem is we have to meet the user needs. If we can make it look fancy, then we might sell more than our concurrent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, if it could have less buttons, still maybe the same number of
functions,
but less buttons. This would definitely be a good way of selling more. Okay. So.
Okay. And just to have an idea, do you think you as the user interface designer, would it be possible to have less buttons and still have the same functionality and to have powerful remote control? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible because
you can mix
several functions in one button.
Yeah.
So that you then you have less buttons.
Yeah,
but
do
I'm
you
not
think
sure.
It will be easy to use because if you have many functions, just one button. Be quite difficult for the user to know.
Yeah, remember the user is not happy to read the manual.
No, you can have a switch menu, so you can.
Yeah,
for example,
to be intuitive.
Yeah, I think so. If for example, you can category the function into several classes, then you can have a switch menu, so you put the switch menu to it tend to this kind of this category of functions.
Okay.
Then you put the switch button, then it switch to another category of functions. Yeah. For example, if you have remote control, you can control your TV, and also you can control your recorder.
Okay.
So there's different functions, but. If there's a button, you can switch between control TV and control recorder. So you can have less buttons.
But
I'm not so sure it's about how to make the remote control look funny. Look
fancy.
Not fancy.
This is the question that should
because
be asked to the...
Because different people have different opinion about fancy. No.
If you ask to the people, maybe the market... People
because
about
yeah, this is something
maybe a colorful is fancy for some people, but maybe simple and
this was
uniform color for is fancy for some for other people. So
I think the solution is to have many colors of instead of having one gray.
Yeah, but
standard.
I think it will increase the price of the production.
The distribution.
And the remote
yeah.
control.
Yeah.
If you need to have special colors for. Remote controls, it will
yeah,
cost
personalized
more.
Color because
yeah, it will cost a little bit more.
Yeah, because maybe some people prefer a red remote control.
Yeah.
Some people prefer a black.
Yeah, but this is what we would ask to the users. So
and we can have several options, so user can select which color they prefer. So
yeah, but as soon as you speak about options,
mm-hmm.
it means
yeah,
that the price increases, and we don't really want the price to be too high. Because we won't be able to produce it. So we want something fancy, as producer said, Florent. Something very easy to use, powerful. And also, as it's written here, 75% of users, they zap a lot. So maybe just having many functions in one button
mm-hmm.
is not that good if you want to zap a lot.
Mm.
They don't really want to zap between functions of their remote control.
Mm-hmm.
They want to zap between channels on the TV. So I think you have quite a lot of points to think about
yeah.
and to discuss with
the
other members.
Yeah.
So is it okay for your presentation? Nothing else to
it's done.
To add?
Just if we could remember like not too many buttons and make it look fancy, I think it would make it.
Okay. So So I had some new information about the project requirements. So you will have to take care of it in your thinking, in your designing of the remote control. So the first one is that for the designing of the remote control, we don't really want to use the teletext anymore,
mm-hmm.
as it's something that's
lame.
Yeah, because now everybody has internet at home,
mm-hmm.
so it's better to use internet than teletext.
Yeah.
So you will have to think about it in your in the design of your remote control.
Yeah.
And also the remote control will only be used for television. So for your designing, you won't be you won't have buttons to just
control.
Manipulate, yeah, to control the recorder or
mm-hmm.
maybe the garage door or things like that. It's
okay.
Because if we want to do a remote control,
mm-hmm.
which will be used for the television, for the recorder, for the camcorder and all the others, it will become too complex and it will increase the price, and we can't do that. We really want to focus on the remote control for the television.
Okay.
Is it okay?
But there's a balance between function
and
cost.
So maybe it will be easier for you to design it,
yeah.
to have very
okay.
powerful and easy. And also we want the image of real reaction
mm-hmm.
be recognizable in the product, such as the color and the slogan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you want to buy a remote control, and if you go in a shop and if you see the remote control, you will recognize
mm-hmm.
directly that it's our product.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
you will have to use the color of the product,
okay.
of the real reaction.
Okay.
And
so
also.
So it has to be yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
As we say, we put a fashion in electronics. So
mm.
it has to be a fashion remote control.
Okay.
Fancy, fashion, powerful, easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot of requirements. But
yeah.
For cheap remote control, yeah.
And cheap.
Yeah.
A low cost.
Yeah. But that's your job.
Yeah.
To find something.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking is how you will connect the TV to internet. So this is.
I don't think it's part of the remote control design.
Maybe
anymore.
Not. But
it will be more in browsing.
Yeah, but this means that your TV will be able to, you know, connect to internet, you know, surf the web.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's that box. In
yeah.
Of it. There's that box in the TV. With the set box, you can connect internet with your TV.
Okay.
But it's not so popular now.
I don't think it's popular, so that's
yeah.
the problem. So if you are designing a remote control for, you know, the global
internet.
Usage,
okay.
so if people don't have the technology, so.
So. So everybody's okay with the new requirements?
And for the color, what do you think?
I think it has to be yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Do you think that people like the color yellow?
Remote control.
Maybe you can change the color.
Okay.
But the image of the society has to be recognized.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if you have, you know, like a yellow one here, use the double R.
It has to be fashion.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So you have
doesn't
to
need to be completely yellow. But
yeah, just to be a fashion and really be the image of the society.
Okay.
Just when you enter and say, oh, it's a real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Think it's
okay.
a real reaction.
Okay.
Remote control. So
okay.
And also it has to be attractive, of
mm-hmm.
course, because if you want to sell the remote control.
Okay.
It's okay?
But regarding the first line, what? So we're just expecting
I
no
think
more
it's
use of the teletext.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know what, why no is abstract.
So what would you change for?
I think it would be simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I will close the meeting. Just after that we'll have lunch break. And you will have in 30 minutes of individual work. You will have as the IT, I don't remember.
Industrial designer.
Yeah. To put
component.
And the user interface designer to work on the user interface concepts.
Okay.
And Florent to work on subject.
Yeah.
And so specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I think the session is closed.
Good.
Thank you.
And by the way, Mr. David Jordan, please record your presentations in your own folder.
Okay.
Not in mine.
Okay.
Should be better.
Okay.
Okay, that's clear.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Good. That was a funny one.
Ouch.
Yeah.